Listen, everyone. There were objects so peculiar they were not to be believed. All around, things to tantalize my brain. It's a world unlike anything I've ever seen. And as hard as I tried, I can't seem to describe like a most improbable dream. But you must believe when I tell you this. It's as... Listen, everyone. There were objects so peculiar they were not to be believed. All around, things to tantalize my brain. It's a world unlike anything I've ever seen. And as hard as I tried, I can't seem to describe like a most improbable dream. But you must believe when I tell you this. It's as real as my skull, and it does exist. Here, let me show you. This is a thing called a present. The whole thing starts with a box.
A box?
Is it steel?
Are there locks?
Is it filled with a box?
A box? How delightful, a box.
If you please. Just a box with bright colored paper. And the whole thing's topped with a bow.
A bow?
But why?
How ugly. What's in it? What's in it?
That's the point of the thing, not to know.
It's a bat.
Will it bend?
It's a rat.
Will it break? Perhaps it's the head that I found in the lake.
Listen now, you don't understand. That's not the point of Christmas Land. Now pay attention. We pick up an oversized sock and hang it like this on the wall.
Oh, yes. Does it still have a foot?
Let me see. Let me look.
Is it rotted and covered with gunk?
Let me explain. There's no foot inside, but there's candy. Or sometimes it's filled with small toys.
Small toys? Do they bite?
Do they snap?
Or explode in the sack?
Or perhaps they just spring out and scare girls or boys.
What a splendid idea. This Christmas sounds fun. I fully endorse it. Let's buy it at once.
Everyone, please, now not so fast. There's something here that you don't quite grasp. Well, I may as well give them what they want. And the best, I must confess, I have saved for the last, for the ruler of this Christmas land, is a fearsome king with a deep, mighty voice. At least, that's what I've come to understand. And I've also heard it told that that is something to behold, like a lobster, huge and red. When he sets out to slay with his rain gear on, carting bulging sacks with his big great arms. That is so I've heard it said. And on a dark, cold night, under full moonlight, he flies into a fog like a vulture in the sky. And they call him Sandy Claus. Well, at least they're excited, but they don't understand that special kind of feeling in Christmas Land.